I wanted to take a brief moment to tell you about Email Tool Tester. Email Tool Tester is the place to get started with email marketing with its reviews of email marketing services like GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, and many more. Here you can compare the best newsletter, CRM, and marketing automation tools for your small to medium-sized business. Grab their free ebook called The Email Marketing Crash Course at frugal.show/email tool tester. Again, that's frugal.show/email tool tester. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Passion. I had just returned from India and yoga, meditation, and mind-body practices had truly transformed my life. I had gone from being very, very anxious and in a very dark stage of my life to feeling lighter and creative and more myself, my true self. And so I wanted to share this with others. I started by teaching in yoga studios, retirement communities, community centers. And then I started to branch out to do more and more online. Now, this is pre-pandemic, but I moved my yoga studio online. People thought I was crazy, but most of the people I was working with were dealing with chronic pain, arthritis, a disability, and getting to a yoga studio or a location was really difficult. So I was doing a lot of things online as I was finishing up my master's degree in yoga therapy. And during this time, I was also writing. Writing articles online led to a book deal. And I ended up writing the book Science of Yoga with the publisher DK, which is part of Penguin Random House. So now I have this book and I'm teaching online, and then the pandemic hits. And so now my online offerings become more and more popular and I really focus in on it now that people don't think I'm crazy for doing things online. And I begin to license out meditations and videos, create more video practices, and write more. And more recently, I got my second book contract, Meditation for the Real World, and that book has just come out. I started my business small and slow. So I was just teaching yoga classes, and I was also a massage therapist, so I was giving massages on the side while I was in grad school. And then I began to do more and more work as my schoolwork went down. And I was doing everything myself, uploading videos to YouTube, editing the YouTube videos. I was doing all the social media myself up to the point that I could handle. So the business built slowly and the people that followed me were true followers. And then eventually, after, gosh, it must have been a decade, I did hire my first person to help me. And she's been with me for over 3 years now. That has been a tremendous help. And I do have one other person that works part-time editing videos for me now. Now I don't do all my own editing. I'm able to focus more on writing and serving my clients. But I do not want to have a huge team. I'd rather have a multi-million dollar business with just the three of us. I don't envision continuing to grow the team and managing more and more people. And that has really kept not only my time in check, but also my stress in check. It just didn't feel right to me to manage a lot of people. Additionally, I try to focus on where in my business I'm making the most and doing the most with the least effort. So for example, audio is a lot easier to do than video. And I find that I can license out audio meditations and create audio content with much more ease. So that's been more of a focus recently. So I hone in on the focus that is optimal. Now, I have had my assistant for 3 years now, but before her, I tried to hire several other people that didn't work out. That lasted only a couple of weeks each. And it feels like the worst breakup ever when you hire someone and it doesn't work out. Whether they're not fulfilling what they said they would fulfill, or they just don't have time to do what they thought, or maybe it's not a right fit for another reason. Either way, it is such a pain because a lot of times you've invested time and money into even training them. So losing someone that I've hired, a big setback. And I think it's so important to have a strong hiring process. So actually, after several people didn't work out, I made my hiring process a lot more intricate. People had to submit an application and then a video and tell me why they wanted to work with me, what they would do. And it was a lot more of a process to go through the hiring. But by the end of it, I had like three candidates that I was having a difficult time choosing between. I'm so grateful that I ended up choosing the one that I chose because she has lasted with me for so long, and she's so consistent. So that has been one of my biggest successes, is working with her, hiring her the right way. Apparently, I really bootstrap when it comes to promoting my books. I've heard that a lot of other authors will pay for a publicist thousands of dollars per month to do outreach for them, to get onto podcasts, to get reviews for their book, to connect them with others. And that could be valuable if you have the money to spend, but I just do it all myself. And I think it means a lot to come directly from the author when you're writing them on Instagram or on an email or even a handwritten note saying, thank you for taking a look at my book. I'd love a review, or whatever the call to action may be. It just means so much more when it is from me and I can personalize it. It's not copied and pasted. Also, when it comes to reaching out for podcasts, if you have a publicist do it, it may sound like it's more professional, but I've heard a lot of podcast hosts say that that actually sounds less professional. They would rather hear directly from the person. They've said to me, thank you for directly reaching out to me and making it personalized for me. I also use services that are less expensive than having a publicist. Like, I use podmatch.com. This is a service that connects you for a podcast host to a podcast guest. And it's kind of like a dating service, but instead of swiping to get dates, you're swiping to get connected to be on the right podcast for you. And that's a much more affordable way than having a publicist reach out anyways. So I just like to find ways and tricks that I can do myself to make it more personalized and more effective in that way. I devoted my life to yoga and meditation and mind-body practices because they work. As an entrepreneur, they help me get through the pressure, the deadlines. I do brief meditations throughout my day to realign when I'm writing an email that's negotiating something. And I want to check in to make sure this feels right in my heart. When I'm about to go on a podcast or an interview or do a presentation, I take a moment to do a 1 minute meditation before to realign, reset my nervous system, to settle my energy. This makes a huge difference in my ability to run my business, to make financial decisions. So I hope you'll check out my new book, Meditation for the Real World. And if you grab a copy, then let me know at meditationfortherealworld.com. I also have links there so you can see where to get it. And you can get free audio meditations to help you through challenging times, for when you're feeling anxious, when you can't sleep at night. We all know that optimizing our sleep will definitely make us better entrepreneurs and better at making financial decisions. I have meditations for each scenario and the science to support them. I even worked with a Harvard researcher, Dr. Sarah Lazar, on this book to integrate the most cutting edge research on meditation in a really accessible format. And so I hope you'll check out meditationfortherealworld.com. And thank you so much for having me, and be well.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.